When I prayed for Philip that afternoon, for the young boy when he was 11 had all them warts all over his body. I walked out of there that day. I didn't see no difference in Philip. His mother asked me the question, when are all these warts and scars going to come off? I said, that's the only thing God don't tell me is when. But I'm going to guarantee you on the word of the living God, you stay in faith with me, woman, I guarantee they're going to come off, because Jesus made us a promise in Matthew 18:19. Jesus said in Matthew 18:19, if two of us on earth agree about what? Anything? Then why don't we use that more often? Good question, isn't it? So I said, he will do it. It's done. But I walked out the door. I didn't see nothing change. I told her, I said, I'll guarantee you something else. I said, when I walk out that door, the devil's going to come in here and he's going to say, now, you don't really think just because this old guy came over here and knelt on the floor right there and read a few verses out of that book, you don't really think that those warts and those scars that he's had for the last 8 years is really going to go away. Remember, you took him to the doctor. They burned some off, but the warts came right back in the scars. You don't think he's going to get healed? I said, don't you believe that? You believe the Word of God, where Jesus said, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything, it's done. I said, just start praising and worshiping the King. Well, the next morning, of course, when Mama checked Philip, all those warts on the ends of his fingers were completely gone overnight. Now then, Mama's seeing a tangible result of the answer to prayer. The devil's in trouble, son. He might as well not show up now because Mama ain't going to be deceived. He comes in now and said, but you know, the rest of them ain't going to come off. She said, get out of here, devil. Get out of here. I've seen the ones come off of his hands. The rest of them's coming off too. But at 3 weeks, all of his warts were gone. And when she come to church, the only thing left was the big scars on the back of his hand. Thurman, look. The only thing left is those scars. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I thought, what a shame. We ought to be seeing things like this all the time. I said, Mama, don't stop believing God, and next Sunday he won't have any scars. Now, wait a minute. How can I make a statement like that? What scripture could I possibly use in God's Word that would give me power and dominion to say something and it come to pass? What scripture could I use? John what? Okay. John 14:13-14. You could do something like that. Or why don't you turn to Mark 11:23? That's even clearer. Why don't you turn to Mark 11:23 and let's see what Mark 11:23 says. Now, these are the kind of promises you have to know and have locked in your heart if you want to receive your healing and see God do great and awesome things for you. You've got to know these things. Mark 11:23. Think about what he said there. Mark 11:23. Jesus had just spoken to a fig tree, and the fig tree obeyed him. It died. Now, if Jesus spoke to a fig tree and it died, and they said, Lord, how did you do this? He said, I'll tell you the truth. If you have faith in God. If you have what? Faith in God. Or the God kind of faith. He said, not only can you do what I done to the fig tree. And what did he do to the fig tree? What did he do to it? He spoke to that thing and it died, didn't it? See, now the most of us, you know what? If you go out and start speaking to trees, do it gently. Talking to your flowers, your neighbors will even think you're crazy. Even your Christian friends will. What are you doing? Oh, I'm talking to my flowers. I'm commanding them to be healthy and to bloom. They say, you're doing what? I'm talking to my flowers. I mean, did Jesus say you could do that? See, you've learned something they haven't learned. When you're talking to your flowers, you can have the most beautiful flowers. If you believe, you got to believe. You don't walk off and say, well, Lord, I hope this works. Because it won't work. I guarantee you it won't. When you talk to them flowers, you say, look, it's done. In the name of Jesus. Now then, Jesus said, not only can you do what I did to that fig tree, but you see that mountain over there? You can speak to that mountain and command that mountain to be removed from there and cast into the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart, don't doubt in your heart. No doubt. That mountain will obey you. And therefore, whatever, whatever you say with that mouth, if you believe it with that heart, you can have whatever you say. Now that's an awesome statement, but it come from the King. I didn't write the book. I've just learned it. If He said it, He's big enough to make it come to pass. That's why I could say, that's why I could tell Philip, his mother, that when she had that little hand out there, she wanted me to feel that hand, because before those little hands felt like cardboard with them big old ugly warts all over them. But now all of them's gone, and nothing left but them two big old scars on the back of his right hand. And I made this statement. Now, Mama, if you stay with me in faith, I guarantee next Sunday he won't have any scars either. They will be gone in the name of Jesus. Now, what if you got the kind of faith to speak like that? What's going to happen? Boy, wouldn't it be nice to have that kind of faith? After all, the King's one said that, wasn't he, son? So I spoke that, and next Sunday when Phillips come to church, guess what? No scars. No scars. The scars were gone. Somebody said, you know, you're stupid. You know you can't speak them all. Okay. I'm sorry you got to me too late. Jesus said, I can do it. I believe Jesus instead of you. You know, I mean, you know, you'll find that in church. You know, when you start speaking things in bold faith, oh, you'll find out where the people that believe in those that don't. You start doing something in faith, and you will be come against. It's amazing how people come against you. But hey, it's just a test. Walk in love. Don't worry about it. Just walk in love. You know, and those that get their healing and all that stuff, they will be forever grateful. You know, those that receive from God, those that do believe, those that stand on the Word, those that do not doubt, that stand there like Sharon or like Dave back there, you know, Dave, you know, the guy sitting up and running the camera, he had a lifelong incurable disease. And he spent thousands of dollars going to doctors trying to find out if there's anything that healed it. And he found the same results everywhere he went. You can't be healed. It's in your DNA. He come to me, I told him I guaranteed God would heal him. All he had to do is do what God says. And of course, at that time, you know, Dave didn't know me. And he kind of backed off and in himself said, you know, you can't guarantee God will do anything. He didn't say that out loud. But he sure was thinking it. He's found out since I can guarantee God. In fact, now then, he's even guaranteeing God. He says, if I can get them to repent of their sins and I can pray the prayer of faith, it's done. Jesus does it after that. It's a done deal. He can guarantee it too. It's wonderful. Now then, but according to this Romans 10, your miracle is in your mouth. If you convert that word, sozo, to saved, but what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be healed. Whatever. And then when you go to that more powerful one in Mark 11:23, whatever you say with that mouth, if you can believe it with that heart, you can have it. Is that an awesome statement coming from the King, son?
Great promise.
Ooh! So, what can you get for your daughter with those kind of promises? Whatever you want, as long as your faith level gets up to this level. When you and your lovely wife get together and get so entangled in the Word of God that the two of you are one flesh in the Word, then when you all come together on behalf of this Word for your daughter, you'll see it happen. It can't fail because He made you the promise. Isn't that awesome? I know I have a little granddaughter that's going to run and play and do everything. And he did an absolute impossible miracle for me, for her. Isn't that amazing? But with God, was it hard? No, it was a piece of cake. I mean, when Dr. Mark saw her brain stem put back together and her eyes reconnected to her brain, He was dumbfounded. And as he picked her up, as we left the hospital, he said, I don't know how she's lived. I don't know how she lived, but said, she can never walk. We'll make her a motorized wheelchair. I said, don't bother. She ain't never going to ride in it. I'm going to see to it that she does. She's going to walk. She's going to run. She's going to play. He said, sir, it's impossible. But only impossible if you don't believe God. If you believe God, nothing's impossible. You know? So when I brought her back a few weeks later and she's running down that hallway holding onto my fingers, at that time I didn't have her eyesight back yet. That took a few more weeks. But about 6 more weeks, I guess, at that time. But she was walking down that hallway holding my finger. And Dr. Marks come and reached down and picked her up under the arms, picked her up, run into his office and set her down on that little table. Started pecking on her little arms and knees and listening to her heart and everything else. And I said, well, Dr. Marks, what do you think about my Jesus now? He said, all I got to say to you, sir, is somebody a whole lot bigger than me put this little girl back together. I said, and his name is Jesus. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What does he honor? Faith. What can you ask the King for? Anything. Whatever you, just think, your miracle's in your mouth. If I can say with this mouth, I am healed. Because Jesus, he went to the cross for me. He bore my sickness. He removed my disease. And since he did all that, and Lord, I've got every sin repented of. I'm walking in obedience to your word. So your word says, I'm healed. So if your word says I'm healed, I can't get a higher authority than that. I'm healed. Is that right, young lady? If the King said it, that ought to be good enough for anybody. What do? Well, we don't believe him. We got to go to the doctor and have the doctor throw in their 2 cents worth. We can't believe God. I think about a man that had a big church meeting one day, and one of the guys come down to the front, 4 or 5 pastors on the platform. He said, Sister Sue, she's in the hospital, got all kinds of problems. We need to pray for her. Okay, so they stopped and prayed for Sister Sue for her healing. After it was over, that same person came back up and said, now before we leave, we need to pray for Sister Sue again. Okay. So they started praying for healing again. And the Lord spoke to one of the men on the platform and said, when y'all prayed the prayer of faith, I started working.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.